a lot of 5 and 6 weight calves right now. Had a top load of light 7s at 258, a load of light 8s at 247 and a quarter. That's getting back up to that 250 that we were talking about back in September. Some of those heavy yearlings still got a little ways to go for record prices, but of course we would expect the higher prices on the lighter weight grass calves this time of year.
He said spirits were a little higher this week.
After the gloomy January we had, boy, that sun puts you in a good mood. It makes you start thinking about grass, even though we know winter's not over. It sure lightens the mood a little bit. And then everything just kind of fell into place this week. Cattle movement was good as far as numbers. That had been backed up a little bit because of the winter weather. And then, of course, we had the inventory report that came out this week, and that gave the futures markets a little shot in the arm and kind of confirmed what everybody knew. There was no surprises there, so that sure helped as well.
With Jen Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Thief.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
During Saturdays in February, we bring the tradition of high school wrestling postseason action to WRCO. This is Phil Nee, and I hope you'll join Henry Bray and me, along with Bill Twining and David Wormand, for conference tournament wrestling. We will feature coverage of the SWAL-SWC clash hosted this year by Mineral Point High School and the Scenic Ridge meet at Kickapoo High School. Our coverage starts Saturday morning at 10. Follow your favorite wrestlers and teams, courtesy of WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Look for some scattered areas of fog through this morning, then partly cloudy skies will be taking over for this afternoon. It will be a mild day once again, highs climbing to near 44 degrees, winds be out of the east to the southeast at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and quiet for tonight, low temperatures falling back below freezing, dipping to a low near 26. East winds will be light at 5 to 10. 10 miles per hour. Our winds turn to the northeast going into Sunday, but temperatures stay mild, highs near 47 under partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. Shaping up to be a nice day for Sunday. Clear again for Sunday night, lows falling back to near 25, east to northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Another quiet day in store for our Monday, some sunshine, maybe some clouds in the afternoon, highs near 46, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Quiet for our Monday night, lows will be falling back to near 28. We'll see plenty of sunshine in the forecast for our Tuesday with the continued unseasonably warm temperatures, highs near 49 degrees. However, we will see clouds start to increase Tuesday night and into Wednesday, temperatures only falling to a low near 33, and then we'll start to turn breezy and warm into Wednesday, highs climbing to 51 degrees, but a chance for some light rain showers coming in overnight Wednesday night and into Thursday. Look for lows Wednesday night to only fall down to near 42 degrees with scattered light rain showers looking likely through the day on Thursday and into Thursday night as well. Highs for Thursday stay mild, however, reaching to near 52. Lows Thursday night fall down to near 40 degrees and will start to turn a bit cooler as our winds turn back to the northwest on Friday. Still some lingering light rain showers possible throughout the day. High temperatures still above normal, however, reaching to near 46. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we have overcast conditions, some light fog being reported, and we're at 31 degrees so far. That is our morning low, following our high yesterday of 35. No precipitation to report today, none yesterday as well. The record high in 1992 was 49, the record low minus 40 from 1951. 1 year ago, it was cold. 7 was our high. 6 below zero, the low. The sun will rise this morning at 7:15. Sunset today at 5:16. And sunrise tomorrow for your Sunday at 7:14. We have an east wind about 2 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is on the decline, down to 30.10. And as mentioned, no precipitation to report today or yesterday. Yesterday's high was 35. Our current temperature with light fog and clouds is our morning low. We're at 31 degrees. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the moon before anything goes wrong? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day?
What time of day?
Should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the noontime with the bright sun shining on? He's taking the morning dew, he's taking the shadows too. I can sing I love you, and there's no doubt you love me too. What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the while the whole world sings along? Darkness has finally come, and the day is finally done, and everybody's having fun, but you're still my only one. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the nighttime when we're finally all alone? The only still small voice I can hear is your sweet voice. You're my choice, so it makes my heart rejoice.
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning while we're still all alone? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle-doo. And I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day?
That's Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones. And in case you didn't hear, Carl Weathers, a former NFL linebacker who became a Hollywood action movie star and comedy star, he played the nemesis turned ally Apollo Creed in the Rocky series, died. He was 76 years old. He was also in Predator and, of course, Happy Gilmore. Carl Weathers dead at the age of 76. 6:09, we're at 32 degrees, working through your weekend with Linda Davis.
Jenny's got a trailer on the county line, satellite dish working overtime, watching those movies on her 30-inch screen, dreaming about places that she's never seen. She's in the diner by 5 o'clock, playing Elvis on the old jukebox, staring out the window at nothing in sight. As he sings, are you lonesome tonight? Every time some stranger walks in through that door, she can't help but wonder if he's the one that she's been waiting for. It's a love story in the making, something that was meant to be, a heart trying to make a dime. 7 long years he's been rolling on, wondering if he'll ever call someplace home. Lately he's been thinking it'd be kind of neat to have somebody over in the passenger seat. Another shoulder for the heavy load. Lately it's been such a lonely old road. Up ahead in the distance he sees the diner sign, thinking it's just for the coffee. He shuts her down and walks inside. It's a love story in the making, something that was meant to be. A heart patiently waiting for a little bit of destiny. A sweet love story is all he needs.
Sweet love stories, all we need. Linda Davis for your weekend wake up. Well, Martin Lawrence will star alongside Hall of Fame football player Shannon Sharp in a new Super Bowl commercial. Lawrence and Sharp pair up for a friendly game of golf until their carts roll into a pond. That's when Lawrence shows off his strength to the muscle-bound retired NFL player Shannon Sharp, who watches the digitally enhanced comedian walk into the pond, pick up the cart, and carry it out. The 30-second commercial is for Oikos Yogurt. Now, Lawrence says he's looking forward to returning back to comedy soon, as the fourth Bad Boy film will be released June 14th. So we can look for that coming up on Super Bowl Sunday. Of course, we'll have the Super Bowl right here on the radio, all part of your weekend.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks. Carrying your love with me, it's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. On a lonely highway, stuck out in the rain, darling, all I have to do is speak your name. Clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord speed. Carrying your love for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need.
That's King George for your weekend wake up, carrying your love with me. It's 6:16. We're at 32 degrees. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast along with news and sports coming your way around 6:30. We'll get that underway for you. Here's Randy Travis on RCO.
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't wanna let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Raw. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fisherie, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fisherie participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Thinking that I'm just barely breathing, holding on to life by a thread. Wish my mind could sort of wind down and my heart take a slow down. I put up with this addiction for too long, yeah. I can't fight it, and I can't deny that. When you did me wrong, you did it right. So go ahead and walk out that door. I don't need you anymore. Just take your silly lies and says goodbye. Now she's gone and there ain't nothing I would do. Tonight, me and love are through. So I won't pour a glass and drink you away. I won't even say your name to help me sleep when I lay down. No more thinking about the memories we've made through the years. And I won't even share single tear since I threw you and my addiction out of here. Some need a bottle or a pill they can swallow to help them cope with so-called strife. And all I've been addicted to, guess loving you, and it damn near took my life. Definition of addiction is something you can't live without. I used to need her in my veins, but I'm a lot stronger now. So I won't pour a glass and drink you away. I won't even say your name. Since I threw you and my addiction out of here. Yeah, you and that old addiction are out of here. Yo. I won't say your name to help me sleep when I lay down. No more thinking about the memories we've made through the years, and I won't even shed a single tear since I threw you and my addiction out of here. Just to get on out of here.
That's Richland County's very own Brooke Dobbs from 2010. And addiction. 625, we're at 32 degrees. If you're out about today, travel with some caution, as we may see some fog, some light fog being reported in the low-lying areas. So use some caution today. Moving to news time, here's Don Williams.
Stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be in working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
good morning. It's 6:30. We're at 32 degrees. This news update is sponsored by Scott Industries. You can enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker, and by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. We're looking for scattered fog throughout our listening area, then partly cloudy, mild today, 44. 26 tonight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny, a little warmer on your Sunday. We'll get into the upper 40s. We'll settle in about 47. 46 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, either 50 or near 50 all 3 days. We cool down next Friday to the middle 40s. Our morning low 31. The high yesterday was 35, and we're currently at 32 degrees. Our news continues in a moment.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Adam Hatt. Here's what you need to know. Forecasters expect record high temperatures this weekend. Here at the WRCO studios, we set a new record for February 1st at 50 degrees. Except for 1 week of Arctic cold in January, we've had an abnormally mild winter. Forecasters are predicting highs in the 40s this weekend and into the 50s by Wednesday and Thursday. A package of $2 billion worth of proposed tax cuts are making their way through the Wisconsin legislature. Republican Representative David Steffen told a committee hearing yesterday, there's no time like now.
Providing additional benefit at a time of incredible bounty here in the state of Wisconsin, in addition to our surplus, over $1.7 billion in a rainy day fund. My goodness, these are opportunities for us to do this.
But Democratic Senator Kelda Royce says the bills benefit too many people who already have plenty.
It troubles me that at a time when we are losing young families and we're losing our best and brightest and we've got brain drain, that we're not targeting that problem. We're instead focusing on folks who, many of whom don't actually need the help.
Among other things, the bills would make retirement income tax free and expand the lowest tax bracket. Governor Evers vetoed similar tax proposals twice last year. A Western Wisconsin medical group wants to buy several soon-to-be-closing hospitals. WEAU reports that Oak Leaf Medical Network says it wants to purchase hospital locations that are being closed by HSHS and Previa Health. Oak Leaf Board Chairman Dr. Kyle Dedbarn says those closures are happening too quickly and will put the health of patients at risk. He says Oak Leaf can help preserve critical services and hospital space where people need it most. A new medical clinic is helping to address rural health care shortages in northern Grant County. The Grant Regional Community Clinic is opening in Fenimore, which will provide a full service of medical care. The clinic, which received federal funding to open, is the fourth such clinic in Grant County, along with locations in Potosi, Cassville, and Lancaster. The clinic will be open Monday through Friday and is located near Southwest Wisconsin Technical College on Fenimore's east side. Richland County residents are invited to attend a community forum on Monday at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. Two sessions will be held at 11 and 6 to accommodate everyone. The forum is sponsored by the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation and will be moderated by Ron Fruit. Dean Amundson is a member of the collaboration group.
What we're going to discuss at the forum is the formation and the goals of the collaboration group, how Simons and the campus gymnasium may work into that, and also the Richland School District referendums and how they may also work into the long-term future of Simons and the campus gym.
The collaboration group is made up of a variety of community members, Al Linz is a member of the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation. He said that the gymnasium on the campus would be a positive asset to both the Simons Recreation Complex and the Richland School District.
There's other recreation centers around the state that have a gymnasium associated with them. It, you know, in fact, there's two new ones that have been built within the last 10 years. One's in River Falls and one's in Mayville, Wisconsin. Both beautiful facilities. They both got gymnasiums. And, you know, we can see the Simons Foundation Board, or at least myself, can see an opportunity for Simons to increase membership if, you know, somehow, you know, in this whole process of the campus closing down, the University of Wisconsin relinquishing control of the campus buildings, how that could be a nice fit with Simons. Saying that, we also acknowledge that the Richland School District would like to have use of the gymnasium. So part of what this group is that has been meeting has just been talking about this, trying to figure out, you know, how can we as a community and the, you know, the various government institutions come together and work proactively.
He added that negotiations are ongoing with the county and UW-Platteville, and these are all just conversations and ideas at this time. Those attending the community forum will also hear about two referendums the Richland School District will have on the spring ballot. District Administrator Steve Board.
One is an operating referendum. This will be primarily used for the people in our district, the staffing, maintaining staffing, as well as the programming and opportunities that we have for students. That will come, it's a four-year commitment. The board elected to not do a recurring referendum, which would be on the books forever. This will be a four-year referendum. It will be $2.3 million in year one, and then $100,000 of each additional year expiring in 27-28 at $2.6 million. And then that will fall off the books. And then at that point, the school district would have to figure out what its funding mechanism is. And one of the nice things about that, there's a couple of nice things about the way that they've approached it, in my opinion. One is that the taxpayers are not on the hook long term. This gives the school district 4 years to show the taxpayers and the stakeholders in the community that we're moving in the right direction, that we're fulfilling the vision of the community, right? This is a public school, and the school belongs to the public, and they need to have a say in what their school district looks like. And so this is important to get all of the stakeholders involved in the process, make sure that it's pointing in the direction that they want to see the school district go, and this gives us 4 years to do that.
If the operational referendum is approved, there will be no increase to the tax mill rate. The second question is for the $27.1 million capital improvement. If the capital improvement referendum is passed, taxpayers will see a tax increase. The mill rate would be just under $15 per $1,000 of property. Plan to attend one of two sessions of the community forum Monday at either 11 or 6 at the Phoenix Center, Richland Center. Those in attendance will be able to submit written questions to the panel. And the Richland Center High School Band will present its annual Pops Concert Monday night at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The evening will feature a wide range of rock, pop, movie, and musical styles that will include music from the bands Toto, Chicago, Kansas, ABBA, Journey, and composer Henry Mancini. Cost of the admission is $5 per person, with senior citizens admitted for free. It's internet for everyone. One from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin, with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit wiwc.net for details. Y Connect Wireless. We are getting a few reports of low-lying areas battling fog this morning. That's in the forecast. Once the fog lifts and burns off, we're going to have partly cloudy skies, mild conditions, a high today of 44. For tonight, partly cloudy and calm, 26. Sunday, partly cloudy to mostly sunny and even a little warmer, 47. 46 on Monday, 49 on Tuesday. Wednesday, chance for some light rain late in the day and a high of 51. Our high yesterday was 35. We do have that report of fog coming in. We have cloudy skies, and we're at our morning low. We were up to 34. We're back down to 31 degrees.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Radio Sports, brought to you by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate agents, sales insurance agents, and offering interior design services, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. During this sports report, we'll have a look back at high school basketball from the girls and boys teams, including Filney stopping by. He'll wrap up the Richland Center matchup from last night, and we'll check in with Bill Twining, looking forward to another wrestling Saturday.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the free Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. In boys high school basketball, Richland Center hosted Platteville yesterday. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Platteville Hillmen with a win over Richland Center, 84-48 in area boys basketball, improved to 7-0 with their victory and 14-3 overall. For the Hornets, it was a much improved performance from the last time that they played Platteville earlier in the year. They trailed 40-21 at halftime and kept it competitive and close, but Platteville pulls away in the second half for the victory. Platteville was led by their 6'9 big man, Zach McLean, with 17 points. Also in double figures, 12 points for Lucas Ludlam and Simon Babel, and 11 points for Davin Edge. Richland Center is led by Wes Bosworth. He has 16 points, 13 apiece for Jaden Shep and Liam Fingerson, 3 points each for Brady Dosh and Tyler Woodman. Hornets made 4 threes. Jaden Shep had 3 of those, and they were 9 of 17 from the free throw line. Platteville made 9 threes and went 11 for 22 from the charity stripe. Next up for Platteville on Monday night, they will be playing Cuba City, and then they will take on Prairie du Chien next Thursday. For the Richland Center Hornets, their next action will be at Waseca Steuben coming up on Tuesday night. They'll follow that with a game at River Valley on Thursday night. In JV action, Platteville was a winner, 71-28 over Richland Center. Hornets fall to 3-17, 1-6. In the conference with the loss, Platteville gets the win, improving to 7-0 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The final, 84-48 over Richland Center and area boys basketball. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys finals from last night. Ithaca over Weston, 69-53. River Valley, a 55-49 win over Lancaster. Iowa Grant, 74. Boscobel, 65. Cuba City, a 55-34 win over Fenimore. Prairie du Chien, 42. Dodgeville, 30. Barneveld over Highland, 61-48. Darlington picked up a 12-point win over Mineral Point, 72-60. Seneca, 63. Kickapoo, 49. North Crawford, a 74-55 win over Lafarge. DeSoto, 66, Wazika Steuben, 52. River Ridge over Pecatonica, 69-46. West Salem over Westby, 102-68. Belleville, 80, Wisconsin Heights, 51. And Wisconsin Dells over Portage, 71-53. In girls' finals, it was Viroqua picking up a win against River Valley, 29-26. Hillsborough, a 41-37 victory over Nisida. Royal, 70, Brookwood, 38. Cashton over New Lisbon, 60-29. Bangor, a win over Waniwak Center, 51-33. Wazika Steuben, 73-47 over River Ridge. Belleville got by Wisconsin Heights, 66-49. Edgewood, 76, Mount Horeb, 54. Reedsburg, a nice win against Baraboo, 80-39. And a Sauk Prairie victory, 72-11 over Portage. Today is Conference Wrestling on the radio.
The month of February debuts with Conference Wrestling Saturday today as league wrestling tournaments are held across the state of Wisconsin. A preview of the state tournament trail that begins next weekend with WIAA Wrestling Regionals. WRCO Sports will be busy today, providing you with live coverage of two large combined conference wrestling tournaments, the annual All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash at Mineral Point and the combined Scenic Ridge Conference event at Kickapoo High School in Viola. At Kickapoo, it'll be the 17th annual convergence of the Ridge and Valley and Scenic Bluffs Conference wrestling teams, an event won convincingly the past two seasons by Ithaca Weston. A year ago, Royal Waniwak Center was a comfortable runner-up to Ithaca Weston, while rounding out the top five teams were DeSoto, Pecatonica Argyle, and Cashton. Those teams all return and are joined by Brookwood, Hillsborough, New Lisbon, North Crawford Seneca, River Ridge, and the host Predators of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. There are five returning individual champions at the Scenic Ridge Conference Tournament today, including a trio of two-time winners, sophomore Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, and senior teammates Gunnar Wopat and Colin McKittrick of Royal Waniwak Center. The other returning champs are sophomore Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle and senior Caleb Burkram of Ithaca Weston. Other individuals to watch at the Scenic Ridge are two-time conference runner-up Jacob Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle and state qualifier Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon. Logan Anderson of Ithaca Weston, Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca, and Ryan McCoy of Hillsboro are among the runners-up returning who are striving for conference titles this time around. While among the wrestlers who won third-place medals a year ago and look for a move up in 2024 are the following: Logan Gajewski of Hillsboro, Drew Powell and Alex Guzman of Brookwood, a trio from Ithaca Weston, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Mac Neef, and another three from host Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Ben Culver, Colton Clark, and Ethan Bass. Today's wrestling at Kickapoo High School looks to begin as early as 9:30 this morning. Meanwhile, at Mineral Point High School, they're shooting for a start time of 10 o'clock as 13 wrestling teams from the SWAL and the SWC compete in the annual clash, won the past 2 years by Fenimore. The Golden Eagles wear the favorites tag again this year, led by a trio of returning individual champs, three more returning runners-up, and no less than seven returning state qualifiers. At last year's clash, Prairie du Chien waged a battle for the top spot and finished less than 8 points from the championship. Iowa Grant Highland, Mineral Point, and Riverdale completed the top five. Those teams will be joined today by Richland Center, River Valley, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Dodgeville, Darlington Blackhawk, Lancaster, Belmont Platteville, and Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Junior Rowan Carey of Mineral Point is the lone two-time conference champion at the clash today, but the field is rife with reigning and former titleists, including Teague Perkins of Richland Center, Cade Rule of Mineral Point, sophomores Hunter Stevens and Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grant Highland, Prairie du Chien's Jeremiah Avery and Blake Theory, Dodgeville's trio of state champions, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, and Reed Spurley, Maddox Scoble of Darlington Blackhawk, and a quartet from Fenimore, Ian Crapp, Wyatt Annan, Wyatt Miles, and former titleist Evan Grotz. Other individuals to keep an eye on at the Clash today include conference runners-up Brody Meese and Caden Renish of Riverdale, returning place winners Ethan Hady and Cole Brenninger of Richland Center, Noah Radke and Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, Nathan Johnston of Dodgeville, Tyler Miller of Boscobel-Wazika-Steuben, Mac Busser and Matt Orrett of Mineral Point, and Iowa Grand Highlands' Elliot Biba, Tyson Imhoff, and Emerson Moen. State runner-up Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk and current state champion Tristan Stelt of Fenimore will also highlight the field today at the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash in Mineral Point. Join WRCO Sports throughout the day beginning at 10 o'clock this morning for live coverage from both Mineral Point and from Kickapoo High School in Viola. For Phil Nee, Henry Bray, and David Wormand, for WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Blame it all on my wife, though for most of our life, her advice has been thoughtful and good. But this time she goofed. And I would say oofta if I was Norwegian and could.
I'm German.
She thought that our rooster should get a booster shot so he wouldn't catch chicken pox. But she was all wrong. The shot was too strong. Now the rooster is in a pine box. And I've got hens with faces, 'cause the rooster died, and the whole place'll have to start from scratch. None of the eggs will hatch. My hen house future is awful tricky, 'cause in all those eggs there's no chickies, and I've got hens with low faces.
The dance?
It's been tough on the flock. All the girls are in shock, for the hen house is missing its chief. When we held the wake, the hens tried to break all their eggs as a gesture of grief. The flock keeps on shrinking while we do some thinking about what kind of rooster to buy. And bang on the nest, they're getting no rest. The girls just sit there and cry. And I've got hens with low faces, 'cause the rooster's dead, and the whole place is going on the skids. My chickens have no kids. My friends come by and they see my chickens and they shake their heads and say, what the dickens? And I've got hens with low faces.
sad for words. I've got no young birds to take up their place in the coop. We used to have chicken each Sunday for dinner, but now we're stuck with vegetable soup. One more thing that I hate, I'm sleeping too late, 'cause the rooster woke me up every day. It might be a pain, but I'm gonna train the bull to wake me that way. And I've got hens with blue faces, 'cause the rooster's gone, and the whole place is simply out of luck. I sure miss that cluck, I do. My hen house future is in peril, 'cause the eggs they're laying, they're all sterile. And I've got hens with low faces. Everybody sing! I've got hens with low faces, 'cause the rooster's dead and the whole place is going on the skids. My chickens have no kids.
Maybe they can adopt.
My friends come by and they see my chickens and they shake their heads and say, what the dickens? And I've got hens with low faces. Yeah, I've got hens with low.
There you go, Sherry. Thank you for listening in this morning. Milo Hansenbuehler at 6:56. We're at 32 degrees. We'll have a news update from the ABC newsroom right around the corner for your weekend wake up. Here's Clay Walker. If I can make a living from country and community.
I can make a living out of loving you. I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I can make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I can work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual Fishery in Avoca.